Thank you, Sarah. Now we'll go back to the last batch of news items on this part one today. A distinct sporting flavour now, as Norfolk wheelchair tennis ace Alfie Hewitt reaches the semi-finals of the Australian Open tennis tournament. Then Swardston Cricket Club achieve an invitation to compete in Europe. And we have a hopeful runner in the London Marathon. And as always, the football club have a mention. Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt booked his place in the men's wheelchair singles semi-finals at the Australian Open. The world number three sealed his first ever singles win at the Australian Open as the two-time US Open champion beat world number five Stéphane Houdet of France 6-3, 6-4. Playing in the first wheelchair match of this year's Australian Open to be staged on a show court, Hewitt earned breaks at either end of the first set and took the last two games of the match on Margaret Court Arena to secure semi-final against the world number one Shingo Kaida of Japan. Hewitt, who came into the Australian Open after back-to-back singles finals this season, said, "I'm very happy with that outcome. I thought I came out serving strong and returned well the whole match. I enjoyed being out on a show court with such prestige to its name. It's great to see wheelchair tennis getting the recognition and to be competing on those sorts of arenas."
Norfolk cricket giants Swardston will make history this summer when they become the first English champions to compete in the European Cricket League. Swardston will take on the best club sides from 15 other European countries in the T10 tournament at La Manga in Spain from May the 31st to June the 7th. The village club's participation has the backing of the English Cricket Board, the East Anglian Premier League and Frinton Cricket Club, who have agreed to switch the schedule fixture, which was due to be played on June the 6th. Swardston has proved a major national force on the local cricket scene. Last year, they won the domestic double. Club chairman Stuart Bartram said, "2019 was an incredible season for our club. Over the last 10 years, we have achieved a great record in the ECB's national competitions. We are thrilled to be invited to take our chance on the international stage and meet the best of Europe at ECL 20.
Lindsay Hare openly admits to breathing a sigh of relief every year when the email arrived telling her that she was unsuccessful in the ballot for a place in the London Marathon. This year, though, she is facing that fear after being accepted for a charity place in the 40th of the famous races around the capital. Miss Hare, who lives in Norwich, will be running in support of Mind after the mental health charity helped her own battle with depression in 2018. She said, "It's a bucket list thing of mine. I'd always wanted to do one, but I've never been successful in the ballot. My brother Mitch got a place and ran it last year, and I was so proud. He gave me his medal, and I think it inspired me to try for a charity spot. So it's his fault. I'm a bit terrified, but I'm excited too."
Norwich City players have worn some iconic shirts throughout the years, and one artist has brought a collection of them together in one stunning painting. Terry Neeshaw, an old ad rep of more than 40 years who lives in the county Durham, has painted the strips of several football clubs in recent months and has now covered the Canaries with his latest project. His Norwich City-themed painting consists of 16 famous shirts from the 1980s through to the present day. It includes the strip worn when the Canaries won the League Cup in 1985, and the one from when they finished third in the Premier League and went on to the European adventure in the 1990s, among others. An unframed A2 print costs £49.99, with only 500 available worldwide.
Norwich City goalkeeper Tim Crowell has described meeting a 103-year-old Army veteran as an honour after presenting him with a shirt ahead of the club's away clash with Tottenham Hotspur. British Army veteran Kenneth Mayhew is one of just four living Knights of the Military William Order, the highest honour awarded to people who have served in the Netherlands. Major Mayhew, a Norwich City fan, was guest of honour at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the first time City had visited the new home of the London club. And ahead of the game, City stopper Kroll and fellow countryman Michel Vorm, who played for Spurs, presented Major Mayhew with the shirts of the respective clubs to thank him for all he had done for their native land. Presenting the shirt, Kroll said, "We especially wanted to see you tonight because you've done so much for our country." Major Mayhew was conscripted in 1939 and served as an officer in the 1st Battalion of the Suffolk Regiment. During his service, he played a pivotal role in the liberation of the Netherlands from the Nazi occupation. He was knighted by Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands in 1946, an accolade which is the Dutch equivalent of the Victoria Cross. Well, we've reached the end now of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and do hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.